gotta give him a clap for that one. He gave me a hot beat for my intro. What's up, that little Jay?
What's going on there? How's everything?
How's everything with you? Well, this is Pino Pesci, the hip-hop Catholic. It doesn't matter what your religion is, just as long as you're righteous. I welcome America to joining us on this May 7th. We have to also give props to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because without the Holy Trinity, me and little G would not be possible to be live in 109 countries. Well, I have to say, today is May 7th, National Day of Prayer, and also my nephew Vinny's birthday. So let's say happy birthday to Vinny.
Happy birthday, Vinny.
There you go, little G. Happy birthday, Vinny. Little G, a little tough this week. Yeah, me too, a little bit. I was a little busy. I went down to Tampa to my sister's house for my nephew to play ball Friday and Saturday morning. Then me and the family headed to Siesta Key, Sarasota.
Nice.
Saturday night. Beautiful beach, white sand and blue water. And I took the sun. I watched the sunset. Pretty amazing. Made a video. You know when you crush people's heads with your fingers in front of the camera? Well, that's what I was doing. I was going, crushing their heads. That was my highlight. That was my highlight of Saturday. And then on Sunday, I went down to the Netherlands Catholic Church. What a great service. Little G, now you know I lived in New York City. Son Anthony, he would be there with me. They would laugh. Say, Daddy, they're making fun of you. You're laughing. You got your hands out. The whole church, little G, the whole church joined hands. The guy next to me raised my hand. I look at him like, I raised my hand. You know, I was like, no homo. You know, I didn't know what was going on. And then the lady grabs my hand. And forget it. You know, I go, oh my God, the whole church. The whole
Catholic
spirit.
Church. Catholic church holding hands?
Catholic church holding hands.
Really?
Pretty cool. Well, you know it's National Prayer Day, so we're going to be doing a lot of prayers today, a lot of good prayers. Now, also, the swine flu is now called the N1H1 virus. Now, little G, they change flu names like I used to change jobs. Now, you know, G, I went from being a rapper to working in Kmart to working for the buses to hustling, being a bad boy. Those were the bad times, but then I finally found what was missing, and that was Jesus Christ, the greatest of all time, like Muhammad Ali. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we're going to get to the news of the day. I got some good ones today. Today, President Obama proposed a 2010 budget plan. He wants to cut 121 cuts from the budget. Budget cuts will save Americans $17 billion in 2010.
Hey, maybe they'll get me a job.
Yeah, right? Everyone's out of work. Well, this is your job for now. More money for colleges, and it will cut the federal deficit in half. Here's another one. This one's good. A boy spent 2 days in the woods, 3 years old. He wandered from his parents' house, and he spent two nights in the wilderness. Donnie Hoplin, he was a 57-year-old man. He found Joshua Childress. They found him laying on the ground near a creek. Butt naked in Mark Twain National Forest. Little man, 3 years old. I wouldn't last 2 days in the woods. Forget it. You know what I mean? I'd be jumping out of here. I'd be out of here. Forget it. This kid lasted 2 days alone in the woods. Another in the news. Manny Ramirez.
Ooh, Manny. What'd you go do, Manny?
Manny. What did you go do, son? 50-game suspension for steroids. You know what he says? I went to the doctor for medicine. It gave me a medication, not a steroid. LA's in an uproar. They were freaking out today. Now, I had heart surgery in 2003, okay? Doctor put me on human growth hormone because of my heart. Stuff is amazing, but these guys, it's just pathetic. You know, we lost our game. Little G, I think we lost our national pastime. It's really sad.
It's gone. It's gone. It's a terrible thing.
It really is a terrible thing. I can't understand. Here's a good one. Ready? Stormy Daniels, a former porn star, is considering running for U.S. Senate seat in 2010 against incumbent Louisiana Senator David Vitter. She said to the crowd,
where did they find these people?
Listen. She try to Google me until you are in your house, because you'll get in trouble for Googling me, and all will come up with porn stuff. And she said, don't get too close, because I might ask for tips.
What is going on in this world?
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you. Now, let's see. We can get back to good news now. This is good news. I like to get to good news after the funny stuff. Well, there's one more last thing. And then Victoria Beckham, hottie. Is she Catholic, Aunt? I wonder if she's Catholic. Little.
I'd like to know that. Yeah, oh, she is some hottie, let me tell you.
She released her new underwear. Imperial Armani. Well, listen, I ain't married, so I ain't sinning. You're married. You can't look. I could look all I want.
Oh, I could look. I could look. Don't shut me down, buddy. I could look.
Oh, man. Here's a good one. Now I get to the good heartfelt stories. Hugh Jackman, this is a good guy. I wonder if he's Catholic. We've got to find out. Anyone knows if Hugh Jackman's Catholic, call us up over here at BBS Radio. Pino Pesci and Little G, the hip-hop Catholic extraordinaire. The ladies call me Preacher Boy, and my friends call me Rev. Call me Rev. Imagine? Anyway, Hugh Jackman is giving away lottery tickets every Friday when he's on set, no matter what. He gives out, I guess he spends a ton of money and gives out lottery tickets to everyone. I mean, I think that's a nice gesture, you think? I mean, the guy makes about $50 million a year.
Yeah, the least he could do is give a dollar out, right?
The least he could do, right? And then here's another one. Kids in Tampa were collecting pennies.
Pennies?
They did pennies. They did a drive. It's called, where is it over here? Here it is. Pennies for Popular Drive. They got $1,200 in pennies. That's a lot of pennies.
That's a lot of pennies.
Pennies pay dividends. That's what it says. Faith and values. You know, back in New York, we don't have sections like this in the paper. Faith and values, religion. I think everyone forgot about it up there. I don't know. Maybe not. Well, no, who knows? Who knows?
Maybe we'll bring it back. Maybe we'll bring it back, Pesh.
I think we could. And that's why, you know, I went and started my foundation with a bunch of people out here. And it's pretty cool. It's called the Hip Hop Catholic Foundation. Of course, I'm the Hip Hop Catholic, so we're going to name it after me. It doesn't matter what your religion is, just as long as you're righteous. The Hip Hop Catholic Foundation is an interfaith effort to provide financial support for all Christian churches in need of our help. We also will be providing financial support for children's hospitals, foundations, and organizations. We feel that the youth is the key to bringing faith, hope, and charity back in the lives of Americans and people of other countries. We also host a weekly radio show, this show, the Pino Pesci Show. Imagine I went from a rapper being Pino Pesci, a hustler kid from New York, turned around, found God, blessed with the Holy Spirit, and now I'm spreading the good word, giving back. So this show is live in 109 countries every Thursday on BBS. Donnie on BBS, we're going to give him a call later in our segment of excuses of why he missed church. Because everyone's got an excuse of why they miss church every week. I go every week, so you know I can't speak for anyone else, but I go every Sunday. And we will continue our mission with fundraisers, community outreach programs for children and churches across this great country of ours and eventually the world. We also will be working with our Christian brothers and sisters from different Christian denominations to bring unity among us and raise awareness to our children of the dangers of drugs, alcohol, and constant peer pressure they face on a daily basis. That's the topic today. Drug addiction is the topic of the show today. Your donations are appreciated. Please write or send to the Hip Hop Catholic Foundation, Inc., P.O. Box 237-626. That's P.O. Box 237-626. Come on, get your pens out. P.O. Box 237-626, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. I want to thank everyone who sent donations in this week. Got some donations. It was really nice. I'm really happy with the response we got from the public. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Well, okay, so today we're going to be talking about drug addiction, right? And the signs that we as parents could look for in our kids. I will also be reading a letter from my cousin Joey, who happens to be in prison for selling drugs. He wrote a letter to my aunt, who is my godmother. Now, everyone's like, why would you want to read that? Well, my aunt told me. She called me up and said, I think you should read it. I think it would be a good idea to share this letter with the world. You know, and I'll say it. Well, let me tell you, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and I got to tell him, I call him St. Peter because he's my man. He's good people. And he said to me, he goes, some people, he goes, small people, they talk about other people. Like, you know, the small people in the world, they all they do is talk about other people. Average people talk about things, you know, things, little things. But great people talk about ideas.
Hmm.
Think about it, right?
So, he's got a good head, that kid.
He does. He does. He does. He really does. He's a good guy. He's going to be calling in later. Well, I want to get into this letter that my cousin Joey wrote to my aunt. I'm going to try to get through this without choking up because, you know, I'm a crier. So,
I know. Let's keep it together, Pash. Come on. Let's try to keep it together. We're
all right. Here it is. All right. So he says, Mom, sorry I won't be home for this Mother's Day. Hopefully I'll be back to work release at least. You mean so much to me. You have loved me unconditionally going on 28 years now. Your strength through so many times of difficulty have been my inspiration to me. I realize that life is not always easy, but watching you deal with life's adversity has been an important and valuable lesson for me. That lesson has been to not lose hope and take things a day at a time. God always provides what is needed, my cousin. God has always provides what is needed. Today is my 29th month clean of drugs. Give him a pound. Give him a clap. 29 months. Almost 3 years. And I thank God for that. Life has been kicking my butt for a good while now. Mom, now I have a fresh, clean start at life and a new beginning. Through Jesus, I have been given the tools to deal with life's challenges. I want to do God's work and help others who want to give up and think that there is no hope. I love you dearly and can't wait to spend time with you and the family. This lesson in life is almost over. 8 months and change left. And then on to the rest of my life. I love you. You are one in a million. Love, Joey. God bless
him.
God
bless. God bless him.
God bless him. And when he comes out, he's going to work with us, this foundation. Come out and speak to some kids. Help kids. You know, let me tell you, drug addiction's a hard thing. I'll sit here. I tell it like it is. I ain't ashamed of it. I had heart surgery in 2003. I got hooked on painkillers. I was addicted. I was addicted for many years. I was a piece of garbage. I believe it. People say, no, you weren't. No, you weren't. Yes, I was. Yes, I was. Bottom line, more than 20 million Americans suffer from drug addiction every day. 20 million. And two-thirds of those people will relapse. Now, people say, how could you stop this vicious cycle? How can we stop this vicious cycle? Well, I can say this. You have to look out for relapses as part of this disease, okay? You got to watch out for triggers, environment, okay? Environment, people, places, things that remind you of that situation you were in. You understand? Because once you get that addiction or that fiend to go back, 15, 20 minutes later, you're good. You're good. It's over. You understand? It's over. It's over. It's going to leave you. It's going to go. You got to just cut out the people and places that make you do those things. It's not to say that those people are at fault, you know, for letting you do these things, but...
No, you can't blame somebody else for your problems.
No, you really can't, but there are triggers, you know, there are triggers. Like back in the day when I would live in Staten Island over there, I would, you know, I'd see a bar over in Newdork, I forgot the name of it, but, and that was it for me, man. That was the trigger, you know, or there was the one particular girl when I used to hang out with her.
We don't want to say no names.
No names. We don't name names on this show. An honorable man once told me, remember, we stop running game. When you stop running game, then you will get past everything. And if anyone wants to call us up here at the radio station, I'm sure you got it on your computers, call us up. I'd like to hear your questions or comments about drug addiction. If you have anyone in your family that you think you could help them out. There is a medicine out there, which I was on for a while, and it was called Suboxone. And it allows the brain to heal from, you know, your dependency on painkillers. But I became, like, you know, addicted to that as well, you know. And then I just went cold turkey, throw my mother and father crazy for about 4 days. But everything's back to normal. And, you know, things are great. We got Jennifer from Staten Island on line one. I love it. This is my friend Jennifer, definitely, I think. We're going to see. Send her in. Let's send her in. Hold on a second. Send her in. Hello, Jen?
Pesci, stop, you bitching.
You cut it out. What's up, Jen? How you doing?
Well, you know what? I called to tell you that Hugh Jackman was a Scientologist.
Oh, no.
No!
They make those people.
You're the Scientologist. Jennifer, she is my correspondent from Staten Island. This is great. So now, we have any questions, you just do the research on the computer and hit us back. How's everything going, right?
Yeah.
Everything's going good?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. He's a Scientologist, little G.
Scientology, yeah. What is that exactly? Science?
She don't know. She's a nut.
I don't know. I just thought I'd call, you know, let you know I was actually listening.
I'm happy to hear you listening. I miss you.
I miss you too.
All right, Jen, keep listening, all right?
I will.
Thanks for the support.
I'll talk to you later.
I see that. We got an answer today. Oh, what's going on over here?
We're getting places.
We're getting places. Well, listen, it would not be complete without me reading some scriptures and preaching. Because, you know, they want to call me the Rev and preachy boy. So I guess I'm a preacher boy. I got swagger, baby. I got swagger. Listen, we follow a golden rule here at the Pino Pesci Show. And it's Matthew 7:12. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. Got it? And there's three theological virtues we follow on this show, and it's faith, hope, and charity. It don't get any better than that. And there's two commandments of love. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. And number two, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. As much as it's hard, you gotta love your neighbor. I have a lot of people who I have as enemies, man. I rolled with the best of them back in the day. I was probably the best hustler, if not the best, on Staten Island for many years. You know what? I turned my back on it. But now I got my boy here. He's calling in. I love it. This is great today. Send him in. Petey from Brooklyn. What's up, St. Peter?
Hello.
Hey there. Hey.
Is it Pino?
What's up,
Pino?
Pete? Yes.
What's happening, Pino?
What's happening, Peter? How are you?
Not that much. Not that much. Like, just charge. You know, it's a rainy day out here in New York. I don't know how it is in Florida.
92 degrees, baby. 92 degrees and palm trees.
Awesome. I saw if you had some questions out there by Scientology. I guess listen to somebody give me a little straight and narrow on Hugh Jackman right there.
Yeah, you know all about that stuff, right, Peter? What'd you watch? Padre Pio. How was that Padre Pio movie?
I tell you the truth, Padre Pio is an inspirational movie. You know what I mean? It's sort of... Let you think, even though you believe in Jesus, Jesus believes in you too. You know what I mean? And I sort of say I believe in Jesus, but what you find out is some people have a channel of communication that's different than mine, and I accept that. But it's amazing. It's an inspiring movie. I suggest it to all your audience to watch Padre Pio. The one I saw was made in 2001, and Mike, you know what? I was a little skeptical. Who wants to watch a 214-minute movie? You know what I mean?
This is
crazy, I said. Who the hell's going to watch this for? Excuse me, I shouldn't say hell. I know it's a Christian show, Mike, but I apologize. I'll put a little dollar in your cuss jar right
you're
there,
only,
you know what I mean?
You're only human, Pete. You're only human.
Hey, what's up, little Ant? Little G, actually. Anthony. He's Anthony to me. let me say something. 215 minutes, I was very skeptical of watching that movie. But I tell you what, your show today is hysterical, and I can't say to myself that I... don't have a sense of humor, I do, but yesterday I didn't expect to laugh. And I watched this movie, this Christian movie about Padre Pio, and I was laughing. I tell you, I had a good time yesterday.
That's great. That's great, Pete.
I suggest everybody to watch this movie. It's a really inspiring movie, Padre Pio. But, Mike, I call for another reason today.
Yes.
I call first to say hello, and thanks for being on the air. It's really great that you are on the air, but... I called you just to see what's up and see how you're doing out there in Florida. This is a great thing you're doing out there.
Yeah, I'm doing good. You know, I've been going to churches out here, and I'm trying to just get this thing off the ground and speaking with kids about, you know, the dangers of drugs, alcohol. I mean, I've been there. You know what I mean? So who better
than me? I was educated today about Hugh Jackman. I saw Hugh Jackman as a Scientologist. Unfortunately, what I also heard, which is really disheartening to Christian people, is that people who are Christian are being misled into these other religions. I don't want to bring up their names, but it seems that even people, for instance, I heard you say Victoria Beckham. Victoria
yes.
Beckham was raised Catholic.
She was raised Catholic, huh?
That's one thing, Anthony. If you're raised Catholic, you're raised Catholic. But I think somewhere along the line they lose it. I've lost it myself, but you know what I'm saying?
You know what it is, Pete? This is the deal, and this is the problem. If you got a problem with a priest... then you have a problem with a priest. Don't take it out on the church. The bottom line is, this is my opinion. And don't get it twisted. Catholic is the church. We're Christian. Everyone's like, you're a Catholic. You're an Antichrist. What are you talking about? I want to slap this guy one day. And I don't even do that anymore, but I really want to slap this guy. No. He got me so aggravated, this guy. He was just going on and on and on. And I'm like, bro, you don't even know what you're talking about. You really don't, because in actuality, we're not the Bible that took Mary out of the New Testament. There's Bibles that take Mary out of the New Testament. How do you take her out when she's originally in? This month of May is the month of Mary. How do you not praise the Mother of God? She's the Mother of God. She's his mother. Look, you don't disrespect your mother? How could you disrespect Jesus' mother? It doesn't make sense to me. But, hey, listen, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. That's fine. I'm going to preach what I preach. I'd read the rosary every night.
I don't disrespect anybody's mother, especially Jesus' mom. You got to respect her, right?
Of course. It's Mother Mary, baby. All right,
Mother Mary.
Someone else on line one. Hold on. Let's get to this call right now. Hold on. Send it in.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, it's my son. What's up, buddy?
What you doing?
Radio show. What are you doing?
Nothing.
You hanging out? How was school today?
What?
How was school today?
Good.
It was good, yeah? You being a good boy? You're over Aunt Sue's?
Yeah.
Ah, that's good, buddy. I love you. I miss you. My son won't tell me he loves me on the radio. He's laughing. Did you go to CCD, Anthony? Anthony?
Mike?
Yes.
Mike?
How you doing?
Are you talking to him? You're not going to be able to hear him on the radio?
I heard him. We're listening. I'm listening. You're on the radio now.
Oh, that's great. Hold on.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, how you doing? Did you go to CCD Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to church Sunday?
Yeah.
All right. That's a good boy.
Did you say a prayer for your father?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he always does. You're a good boy, Anthony. I love you, buddy, all right? Just listen to the rest of the show, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay. All right, so back to the action. Wow, my son called me. That was great. That just made my day. Now, if my other son would call me, it would make my day even more. He don't talk. I call him. He don't talk. He just stays there on the phone.
I'd like to have Victoria Beckham call.
I would like to have Victoria Beckham call me and ask me. I want to ask her why she went from being a Catholic, because I need a Catholic girl. I don't think I'm going to marry anyone else besides that. But maybe. We'll see. I don't know. Anyway. Wow. That's great. So, we go back to the golden rule, which was Matthew. Now we have the prayer of Matthew. Remember that. And then today we're going to get into the Romans, the letter to the Romans, which in my opinion is the letter that changed the world, basically. But I got to read this one to you. James 5:16. Listen to this, Ant. Another proof for confession. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of righteous man can accomplish much. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, that pretty much says that you should really go to confession, man. Because I went to confession after 18 years, and it took me 18 years. And the priest... All right. And the priest, okay, he told me to go over to the Blessed Sacrament and, do my own little homily, you know, my own little thing for myself. Well, I want to get to the Romans. Letter to the Romans, which I feel is, this is when Paul, okay, he went to the Gentiles and he spoke to them about, you know, ways of acting, humanity lost without the gospel. So he says, God's power to salvation. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, for Jew first, then Greek. For it is revealed the righteousness of God from faith to faith. Once again, it's God's plan to have different faiths, different denominations. That's the way it works. Okay? That's the way it works. As it is written, the one who is righteous by faith will live. Okay? That was, Romans 1:16. Romans 1:16. Now I'm going to go to Romans 2:1-11. Therefore, you are without excuse, every one of you who passes judgment. For by the standard by which you judge another, you condemn yourself, since you, the judge, do the very same things. Now, that's just everybody. and anybody. We all can pass judgment, but then we all go and do the same things. Look at him, he's smoking that stuff, and then they go and smoke the stuff, or whatever, you know, drinking, and or, oh, he cheats on his wife, and then they go and cheat on their wives anyway. We know that the judgment of God on those who do such things is true. Do you suppose then, you who judge those who engage in such things, and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you hold his priceless kindness, forbearance, and patience in low esteem, unaware that the kindness of God would lead you to repentance? But your stubbornness and impatient heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself for the day of wrath, relevance of the just judgment of God. Who will repay everyone according to his works? Eternal life to those who seek glory, honor, immortality through perseverance in good works. But wrath and fury to those who selfishly disobey the truth and obey wickedness. Yes, affliction and distress will come upon every human being who does evil. Jew first, then Greek. But there will be glory, honor, peace for everyone who does good. Jew first, then Greek. There is no partiality with God. Basically telling you, man, you know, you got to just do the right thing. You follow the book. I mean, it's very hard. I understand we're all humans. We make mistakes. But that's the point. See, people want to say, oh, the Catholic Church. Yeah, because the Catholic Church makes mistakes too, and they admit to those mistakes. They'll say it because we're only human. A priest that you go see, he's not godlike. He's a human. He's going to make mistakes just as you can. Someone was telling me a story about how he was with a friend of his who was a priest. They were hanging out. They were drinking, you know, blah, 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 boom, boom, boom. And then, you know, the priest left, and he put on his collar, and he says, I don't want to get pulled over. So, I mean, you know, it's still a priest. You know, a priest is still human. He's still, you know, a human being. If you don't like the priest, go to a new church. You know, don't take it out on the Catholic Church or stop going to church. You know, you need to get to church. You got to get the kids motivated. You know, the kids need to get back into it. And that's why, once again, the Hip Hop Catholic Foundation. This is a great way to put money and backing into kids. All you have to do is donate a dollar. That's it. You can donate a dollar. Open up your checkbook. Send $5 to the Hip Hop Catholic Foundation, P.O. Box 237-626, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. We have these community outreach programs for kids. We're going to be doing carnivals in Staten Island and in Florida, the Hip Hop Catholic Foundation Carnival. We're going to do a little outreach program, let these kids know that there's other things to do besides drugs and alcohol. I know it's a tough business, and this is the topic of the conversation tonight. It's drug addiction. I've been there, man. I've been there. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to have a dependency on painkillers. I had heart surgery in 2003, and, you know, it's tough. It's tough business. You know, it really is. But, you know, you could do it. Anyone could do it. You know, you could do it. And then now I want to go on. Sorry. I got to clear my voice. Okay. Romans 2:13. This is a good one. For it is not those who hear the law who are just in the sight of God. Rather, those who observe the law will be justified. Basically, what they're telling you there is you could understand. You could say, I go to church every Sunday. Whoopee! If you go to church every Sunday. But you got to mean it when you go to church. You can't say, I'm going to church because I want to be part of a club. No, it doesn't work that way. You got to follow the regimen. If you can't go, you can't go. There's nothing, you know, I can't force everyone to go. I go. I personally go. I'm going this weekend with my aunt and my Aunt V. I'm taking them to 11 o'clock Mass on Mother's Day.
Nice. I got softball on Sundays.
Softball on Sundays. See, Anthony's got a different excuse of why you don't go to church, but that's all right. I'm the one that goes to church. Anyway, Romans 2:15. This is a good one, too. They show that the demands of the law are written in their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even defend them. On the day when, according to my gospel, God will judge people, hidden works, through Jesus Christ. Right? See that? That is the truth. That is the truth, man. God will. He comes to you. Like, I'll be honest, you know, people could say what they want. I was blessed, man. Holy Spirit got me on that Sunday afternoon when the Giants lost to the Eagles. I was with my son Anthony in church. Our Father came on. The waterworks came out. It was overwhelming. You know, my boy, he knows I came here. I'm doing this for him. In the long run, my two boys are going to benefit from this. You know, I miss him totally, but he knows I call him every day. We talk. He knows, you know, he knows Daddy's doing the right thing.
He knows better way of life. Better way of life, Ash.
That's it. That's it, little G. That's it. Now, here's a good one. This is chapter 3, justification through the faith in Christ. This is Romans 3, verse 21, justification apart from the law. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. Though testified to by the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. You know what I'm saying? For all who believe. Righteousness. I am a righteous man. This is for sure. Here's another one. Romans 5, chapter 5, verse 1. Faith, hope, and love. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith to his grace, in which we stand, and we boast in hope of glory of God. Not everyone, but we even boast on our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance produces proven character, and proven character, hope, and hope does not disappoint. Because the love of God, praise the Lord, has poured out into the hearts through the Holy Spirit. And boy, oh boy, have I been blessed with the Holy Spirit. And I got to give a shout out to the cousin Vinny over there. Happy birthday, little Vin, 18. Doing good over there. He's going to come out and see in June. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. All right. Now, got to break it up a little bit. Back to the action. Chapter 5, verse 19. For just as through the disobedience of one person that many were made sinners, so through the obedience of one that many will be made righteous. The law entered in so that transgression might increase. But where sin increased, grace overflowed all the more. And so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through justification for eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. Now, I believe this is just your audition. And someone's on the phone. Let's see. Send her in. Virginia from New York.
Virginia.
Virginia. What's up? Send her in. Let's see. Send her in. Hello?
Hello. I got no Virginia.
Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
How are you? You doing good, bro?
Yeah. What's up? What's your comment, question, anything?
Do you remember who this is?
Of course I do.
Of course.
Miss Virginia, how you been?
Doing big things out there?
I'm doing big things, honey. All through Jesus. Isn't
well, you
great?
Sound very good, and I have to say that I do know you from the past, and I have to say that I am very, very proud of you. You sound excellent. You have a very good head on your shoulders.
Thank you, Virginia.
You're very, very welcome. I hope all is well.
All is well, Virginia. Thank you so much. How's the kids?
She's very good. She's running around.
There you go. Keep her busy. It's good to hear from you, man. Thank you so much for the call.
All right. You too. Well, keep doing big things, bro.
I will.
All right.
Peace.
Take care.
Peace out.
Got a lot of support out there, Pesh.
Hey. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
A lot of support.
A lot of support, baby. A lot of support.
See, Staten Island's not all that bad.
No, not at all. I never said it was. It was where it made me who I am today, my man. That's the bottom line. It made me who I am today. I ran with the best of them. I've been there. So that's it. You know what I mean? But I left it behind because you know why? Like an honorable man once told me, you're just running game, my friend. What game you running? That's what he said to me. What game you running? And I laughed and I said, what do you mean what game I'm running? He's like, you know what I'm talking about. What game were you running? And I laughed, you know, and this is an honorable guy, man. And I was like, wow. And he was very religious, you know, and it really touched me. Me and him, we had a real good hard-to-hard conversation. You know, we talked about things, and, you know, it got to the point where I was like, wow. I was like, you know what? I really was running game. That wasn't who I was. I was weak. I was weak. I was trying to be something I wasn't. And, you know, it happens. You know, it happens to the best of us. You know what I mean? It happens to the best of us.
Get all caught up.
Yes, it is. Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh are concerned with the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, with the things of the Spirit. The concern of the flesh is death, but the concern of the Spirit is life and peace. Ooh, I like that one. I like that. That basically is telling you that all that material garbage that you're worried about doesn't mean nothing. Because when it comes down to it, at the end, he ain't going to care what kind of car you drove. He ain't going to care what kind of neighborhood you were in. He ain't going to care what color skin you are. It ain't going to matter. You understand? It ain't going to matter. It's going to matter how righteous you are, and that's it. Oh, no, I hear you typing. We had the chef, but he had a cancer today.
So. Oh, really? I was waiting for a nice dish from the chef.
I know, me too. Me too. And, you know, I can't say more enough. It's the month of May. It's Mary's month. The Mother of God. Pray the Holy Rosary. Do it. Once a night. Once a night. I do it. It's not that long. It's a good thing, you know? It's really a good thing for you. The Holy Rosary is a mental and vocal prayer centered on the mysteries and events in the lives of Jesus and Mary, most often prayed with beads, okay? Your prayers include the Apostles' Creed, Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be, Fatima Prayer, and Hail Holy Queen. Also, Scripture. Scripture is key. The Vatican II advised that Scripture can serve the children of the Church as a strength for their faith, food for the soul, and a pure and lasting font of spiritual life. The Psalms, particularly, are timeless and appropriate for anyone, no matter their circumstances. I got to say, it's really true. And also praying the Jesus Prayer, a prayer favored by Eastern Catholics, has grown to popularity through the Universal Church in recent years. People say, what's a Universal Church? Catholic Church. Catholic means universal, just to give you a heads up. This is the prayer of the heart. The Jesus Prayer says, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Yeah, you're a sinner. I'm a sinner. I'm just trying to live a good Christian life. And if you think you ain't a sinner, then you got problems, because we're all sinners, my friend. Because it says it the best in the Catholic Church. I love it. Right before you get the Eucharist. I am not worthy to receive you, but just say the word and I shall be healed. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Makes sense. And then there's prayers for all times and occasions. We can pray to celebrate the good times. We can ask for strength. Persevere for the bad times. We pray for the living and the dead. Prayer is the life of the new heart. It ought to be animate us at every moment. You know, there's just all these different things, man, that, you know, you did. And like during Lent, I did the Stations of the Cross at my church, which was pretty cool. You know, we did that. There's two patron saints for the show. I love my saints because I need all the help I could get. I think Little G agreed with me there. We need all the help we can get. So we have two saints that are our patron saints for the Pino Pesci show. And that's St. Jude. Of course, I have a St. Jude valve. I had heart surgery 6 years ago. I got a St. Jude valve in my little pectoral over here. And St. Anthony, named after Little G. And my son, of course. So that's, you know, you gotta use your saints. Your saints help. They help. They coexist with Jesus, and they ask Jesus for help. There's not one thing that I've seen, any prayer that I've seen, that you just ask the saint for help. You ask the saint to intervene with Jesus. That's a misconception that a lot of people have. You know, I see that. And, you know, listen, there's statues in the church. I don't pray to a statue thinking that I'm talking to the statue, okay? That's a memorial. That's what they're called. It's a memorial. That's it. You know what I mean? Some people don't bow down.
That's all it was, a great person. That's all it was. Nothing more than that, Mike. You don't want to pray to a saint.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, today's reading out of my church, which is a good one. I want to read it to you. This is the Gospel of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John 13:16-20. When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking of all of you. I know those who I have chosen, but so that the scripture might be fulfilled. The one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. He's talking about Judas. If anyone doesn't know, you want me to start getting technical on you? Because I understand all the scriptures. He's talking about Judas. He's predicting it beforehand. From now on, I'm telling you before it happens. Oh, see that? So that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Meaning, he is. He's God. He's the living God. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me. And whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Beautiful. That was a reading today. Out of the Catholic Church. Now people say, oh, the Catholics, you guys don't have Bibles in church. Why don't you have a Bible in church? My friend, the bottom line is why we don't have a Bible in church is because church is for listening. That's one. And two, our readings are all taken out of the Bible 3 years in advance from the Vatican with the guide of the Holy Spirit. People may not believe it. I sure believe it because I've been blessed, man. And for me to change the way I used to be, to change to now, you know, it's just it's a beautiful thing. So today is National Prayer Day. So I want to say a couple of prayers with you guys on the air. This is pretty cool.
Good stuff.
Yeah, you go in your room. This is a good one. Prayer to the Holy Spirit. I do this every morning, this one. Come, Holy Spirit, fill my heart with your holy gifts. Let my weakness be penetrated with your strength this very day, that I may fulfill all the duties of my state consistently, that I may do what is right and just. Let my charity be such as to offend no one and hurt no one's feelings, so generous as to pardon sincerely any wrong done to me. Assist me, O Holy Spirit, in all my trials of life. Enlighten me in my ignorance, advise me in my doubts, strengthen me in my weaknesses, help me in all my needs, protect me in temptation, and console me in afflictions. Graciously hear me, O Holy Spirit, and pour your light into my heart, my soul, and my mind. Assist me to live a holy life and to grow in goodness and grace. Amen. Amen. The Holy Spirit's always forgotten. You know what I mean? Oh, there you go. Yes. Oh, JJ's online one. My oldest son. This is great.
Wow.
Send him in.
Hey.
What's up, dude? Wow, my day just got even better now. My oldest son called me. What's up, kid?
Nothing really. You having fun with the radio show?
Of course. You having fun listening to me? What's going on, buddy?
Not really. I felt like calling in.
You're the best. You're the best.
That was, sounds so big, Pash. He sounds so big.
Yeah, see, JJ, that's my friend Little G, and you know he knew you when you were a little baby, and you got so big, and he's in shock that you called. I'm so happy you called, buddy. This made my day. You and Anthony both called today. This is great.
Anthony called too?
Yeah, he called before. And that's I wish you would call, and then you called. How cool is that?
That's cool.
Yeah, man. So you're going to come out next weekend? Next weekend, come out. I'll take you to movies. We'll go see Star Trek. Don't see it without me.
Next week?
Yeah, next week.
Oh, okay. I'll see.
All right.
Yeah.
It's good, Jay. How was school today? Good? Doing good in school?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Any girlfriend yet? You got a girlfriend yet?
Almost.
Hey,
science, giant, like his father.
Hey, listen, don't make me be a grandfather till you're at least 21.
Okay.
I love you, Jay.
I love you, too.
I'll see you later.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Wow,
bye.
Pesh, wow.
Wow, that's awesome.
Got big.
Wow, that felt great. That's awesome. Big shout out to Jessica. Great mother.
Great mother.
Awesome. Awesome!
The one.
Okay, let's get back to it. Romans 10, verse 30. Righteousness based on faith. What then shall we say? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have achieved it? That is righteousness that comes from faith, but that Israel who pursued the law of righteousness did not attain to that law? Why not? Because they did not by faith, but as it could be done by works, they stumbled over the stone that caused stumbling, as it is written, "Behold, I am laying down a stone in Zion that will make people stumble, and a rock that will make them fall, and whoever believes him shall not be put to shame." Now listen, bottom line is, the Hebrews are God's people, man. It's the bottom line. They're in God's land. They're God's people. If they don't believe in Jesus, I pray for them every day. That's the bottom line. That's what you're supposed to do. You know, in my opinion, I think a lot of them do. They just don't say it. You know, he's all over the place. He's a rock star. Jesus is a rock star. He's number one spot. Never leaves number one spot. Jesus walks with me every single day. Changed my life around for the better, and it's all because of him. Nobody else but him. Okay. Now I want to go to this one. This one's good. Chapter 10, Romans, verse 9. For if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so it is justified, and one confesses with the mouth, so is saved. For the scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all. See that? The same Lord is Lord of all. Enriching all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Well, I called upon him and I've been saved. And I love it. And I'm happy. And I'm happy. You know what I want right now? This is what I want right now. I know what I want right now. I want a beat. I need a beat on here. You need a beat on here? Yeah, yeah. Play me intro, too. Because, you know, Calogero the Great just blessed me with these hot beats. You know what I'm saying, little G?
Yeah, let's get a beat.
I think it's coming on. It might be on already. Seth's over there on BBS doing his thing. Who knows? Let's see. But anyway, this you know, Letter to the Romans basically is, you know, telling you all these different things, you know, that we have to do. And chapter 12 is probably the best chapter, my personal opinion, is the best chapter of all. The duties of Christians, sacrifice of body and mind. I urge you, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. Your spiritual worship, do not conform yourself to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect. And then he goes on to say, for by the grace given to me, I tell everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than the one ought to think, but to think soberly. To think soberly, each according to a measure of
faith to be
that God has appointed. For as in one body we have many parts, and for all parts we do not have the same function. So through many, as one body in Christ, and individually parts of one another, since we have gifts that differ accordingly to the grace given to us, let us exercise them. If prophecy is proportioned to the faith, if ministry is ministering, and one is a teacher in teaching, if one extorts in exhortation, if one contributes in generosity, if one is over others with diligence, and if one acts of mercy with cheerfulness, let love be sincere, hate what is evil, hold on what is good, love one another with mutual affection, anticipation, one another, and showing honor. Wow, if Jesus was around now, he'd be rapping this thing.
Right?
It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. This is Pino Pesci once again, the modern day prophet, doing it. Wow. This is bouncy. Not grow in slack with zeal, but revert in spirit, serve the Lord, rejoice in hope, endure in affliction, persevere in prayer, contribute to the needs of the Holy One, exercise hospitality, bless those who persecute you, and bless and do not curse them. I love that. Bless those who persecute you. I can bless you. Fill your people. You got a bounty. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Have the same regard for one another. Not be haughty, but associate with the Lord. Not be wise in your own estimation. Not pay anyone evil for evil. Wow. Be concerned for what is noble. If possible on your part, live at peace with all. Be loved. Do not look for revenge, but leave room for the wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Rather, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing so, you will keep the burning coals upon his head. Not be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good. Ooh! You couldn't write it better than that. Jay-Z ain't got none of those Jesus, baby.
That was hot.
The Hip Hop Catholic Foundation is an interesting effort by financial support for Christian churches. Yes, I said it. All Christian churches in need of our help. We will also be providing financial support for children's hospitals, foundations, and organizations. We feel that the youth is the key to bringing faith, hope, and charity back in the lives of people of other countries. We will be doing fundraisers and community outreach programs for children and churches across this great country of ours and eventually the world. We also will be working with our Christian brothers and sisters from different Christian denominations to bring unity among us and raise awareness to our children of the dangers of drugs, booze, and the constant peer pressure they face on a daily basis. Okay? That's the bottom line. That's where you gotta go with it. We here? I guess
yeah.
I'm in. Back. Hip Hop Catholic Foundation, Inc. P.O. Box 237-626, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. Cocoa, spelled with an A. That is P.O. Box. Write it down. 237-626, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. It all will take a dollar, a $5 donation. anything counts. Anything counts because you're listening to the Pino Pesci show. It doesn't matter your religion, just as long as you're righteous. Righteous. I like the sound of that. I always wanted to be righteous, okay. You know?
Yeah, you know, I know. Well, you're righteous now.
Yeah, I'm righteous now. I wasn't righteous for a long time, but I'm righteous now. Yep. Even if it's a dollar donation helps. This foundation is going to be a great thing. And I just want everyone to know that you're part of something. You're part of something that is very big. You're part of something that is going to be changing the landscape of how our kids act and go to these and react to different situations. If we could bring out this new thing to show kids that they don't have to do smoke pot and do drugs and drink booze and do this and do that to have a good time. No, no, no. You can listen to music. I got a ton of music that I'm going to be playing on the show. There's a group called Fat Mass. I reached out to them on Twitter. You can reach me on Twitter, twitter.com/PesciOliva. Or you can reach me on myspace.com/Pesci's Making Millions without the G in the making. We're kicking back to the hip-hop days. I gotta get to this. Because, you know, Anthony keeps texting me on the computer to do it, so I'm going to do it. John 3:16, great. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. So all I got to say. And that's our slogan for the show. John 3:16. I know when
I like
you zip. I like that one.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. All right. Before we get going, because I know we're going to get cut off soon. I don't know how much time we got left. I think we have like 3 minutes left.
I don't know, Pesh. I'm talking about your guy there. What happened to your guy last night, Teixeira?
Oh, he got banged up, right? I'm disgusted with the Yankees, to be honest with you. I don't even want to talk about it. How about the Mets?
Maybe just, you know what, say a prayer for them. Maybe you help them out.
Listen, since I got the Yankees tattooed on my left arm, my right arm, I have nothing but bad luck. I got L.A. Dodgers on the left. Look what happened to Manny today.
Look what happened. You're just, you're killing these teams.
I got them all. I got Anthony on my right. I got J.J. on my left. I got Prima La Familia on my back. I got Payback on my back. I got Blessed on my stomach. I'm all over. I got only God could judge me over the heart. I got a star on the other side. What do you want to do? God, Jesus loves me and my tattoos. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I guess so, right? That'll be a good thing. Well, you know what? We're going to go, and I want to just tell you this. In May 7th, this is out of Devotion, Living Faith, Daily Catholic Devotionals. I want to read this. This is pretty cool. A song of praise. The favors of the Lord I will sing forever. Psalm 89:2. One of the favors of the Lord that I shall sing of his goodness forever. When I was still but a thought in the mind of God, I sang of God's goodness. While I was cupped in God's gentle hand, God could no longer bear to keep to himself. So very dear to God I was, so very special. I burst into existence. My whole being sang of God's goodness. Wow. Yeah, this is it. We got it. We're doing it. On the Pino Pesci Show, Day 7, National Day of Prayer. Gotta bless that kid out there in the woods that found his way home. Let's say a prayer for Victoria Beckham. Maybe she'll find Jesus again.
Maybe she'll find me.
Yeah, maybe she'll find you. Manny Ramirez. My man. I pray for you.
Fine.
A little Joshua found his way. President is back. Lambo. Stormy Daniels. Amazing. Gotta tell you. Sometimes the family gets me down. The children always get the bills piled up. Relatives and friends make demands on my time and attention. I try to keep things first and create an atmosphere where your name is honored, your word observed. But I get tired. Oh, I get tired. I'm breaking up, I say.
Losing it.
Once again, please, the Hip Hop Catholic Foundation needs your help. Just a dollar. It's all that's worth. CO Box 237-626. Florida. That is 329-23. Once again, the Hip Hop Catholic Foundation. That is my nickname. That was the best thing I could come up with. That's the Hip Hop Catholic Foundation. Florida. Even if it's a dollar, it will help put on YouTube. Let them know that they can have faith in their lives, and they don't have to be ashamed to have faith in their lives. They can do anything, and they can let them know that the power of prayer works. And it works. The power of prayer works. God bless. Please keep listening to our show every Thursday. Same time, same God station. Bless me. This is your thing. Me and Little G.
Peace.
Ripstick. Bye.